It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
Yeah, it's official. Jeff Tuckman joins us once a month to talk about new releases. We'll give you a preview on what's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray. And he always comes bearing gifts, and we always want to answer your questions. 312-981-7200, talk and text. We welcome Jeff back to the show. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Nick. How you doing today?
All right. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. How was your summer?
Summer was great.
So far, so good, huh?
Yeah, and the video business continues to grow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
4K is happening more and more all the time.
Yep. Then people will buy more of it when it's more affordable.
Yeah. And the discs look great. And, you know, as more and more players get out there, TVs now have come down to reasonable prices.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are more and more stores carrying the movies, but it's going to take time. And, but at least it's growing.
It is. Absolutely is. And all the ways that people can watch movies, it just continues to be mind-boggling. And we're going to talk all about the latest releases on Blu-ray and DVD and answer any of your Blu-ray or DVD questions. Movie titles, can't think of them, 312-981-7200. And Jeff always comes in every month bearing gifts, and we have three copies of a very special set here to give away this morning. Tell everybody what we're giving away.
Well, fans of Tom Cruise will be very excited. We have the five Mission Impossible films in one collection. You get them all together. Really nice packaging. Films look great. And if you like action, you like Tom Cruise, the five Mission Impossible films can be yours.
Yeah. So they're all good. Every one of them is good. And they're filming the sixth one right now as we speak. And he's 54 years old and he's still hanging off of the side of planes and doing insane stunts. And it's the entire five movie collection with extras all in one package. And that's what we're giving away. It's Mission Impossible, Mission Impossible 2, Mission Impossible 3, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, and Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, all in one package. And you all have to do is answer trivia questions. And we've got three of those to give away for the person who can answer the trivia question. So why don't we, before we, we'll take a break here, but why don't we throw out our first trivia question and get things rolling for the first trivia question for the Mission Impossible movie collection. And go ahead, Jeff, tell everybody what the first question is.
Tom Cruise stars as Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible films. Tell us who originally was offered the role of Ethan Hunt but turned it down.
Okay. Who was originally offered the role of Ethan Hunt but turned it down? Call us up right now on the regular line. You can call us up at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. First person in with the correct answer will win all five Mission Impossible movies on DVD. All right. Hey, play ball. Celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com today.
The Steve Cochran Show.
And it's awkward because I'm not wearing pants.
Chicago's home for too much information. Weekday mornings on 720 WGN.
Take a look at your carpeting. Has it seen better days? Is replacing it just not in the budget? Let Executive Green Carpet Cleaning bring that carpeting back to life for a fraction of the cost of replacement. They're Green Clean certified, providing a level of clean no one else can deliver. And when they're done, your carpeting will look fantastic. Get three rooms cleaned for just $139. The price is amazing. The results are even better. Call 708-599-5151. 708-599-5151. Visit executivegreencarpetcleaning.com.
There's an amazing supper club in Wisconsin Dells, Ish Nala, nestled among the pines and perched above the sandstone bluffs of Mirror Lake. The beauty, the history, the service, the food, the fun. Hi, this is Bob Prosser, owner of Ishnala Supper Club in Wisconsin Dells. I have been a part of Ish Nala for 30 years, and I am so proud to continue the tradition that began in 1953. Why not enjoy a brandy old-fashioned in one of our bars, each with a spectacular view overlooking Mirror Lake, or just relax before or after dinner on one of our outdoor decks? Our Ish Nala chefs have prepared your favorites, 24-ounce ribeye, cold water lobster tails, North Atlantic salmon, and, of course, Ish Nala's roast duck. Thank you for making Ish Nala Wisconsin's favorite supper club, where the only thing we overlook is Mirror Lake. I'm Bob Prosser, and I want to serve you.
That is a stunning countertop.
It's quartz. They're the most sanitary. They never need sealing. And we have over 50 colors to choose from.
But what is Tom Jenke, owner of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom here in Builder Supply Outlet, doing with an egg on this beautiful quartz countertop?
I'm trying to balance the egg on its tip.
But Tom, urban legend says it only works on the first day of spring. Oh, watch out, you're going to drop it on the... Oh, what a beautiful floor.
That's LVP, luxury vinyl plank, the hottest flooring on the market. It's 100% waterproof, extremely durable, and now in stock.
You definitely have the best selection of gorgeous quartz and granite countertops, as well as elegant flooring.
Come and visit us, the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom in Builder Supply Outlet on Cermak Road in Broadview, and our newest Edge on 151st Street in Orland Park.
High-end look without the high-end price.
The Edge
Kitchen and Bath Showroom
from Builder Supply Outlet.
Or visit buildersupplyoutlet.com.
The second system detects any increase in temperature. Even the body heat of an unauthorized person in the room will trigger it if the temperature rises just a single degree. Now that temperature is controlled by the air conditioning coming in through an overhead duct 30 feet above the floor. That vent is guarded by a laser net. The third system is on the floor and is pressure sensitive. The slightest increase in weight will trigger the alarm. And any one of these systems, if set off, will activate an automatic lockdown. Now, believe me when I tell you, gentlemen, all three systems are state-of-the-art.
And you really think we can do this?
We're going to do it.
Yeah, man. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. That, of course, is from the original Mission Impossible, the first Mission Impossible movie, directed by Brian De Palma. In that scene that Tom Cruise is describing is probably the best scene in the entire movie, where he comes in hanging from the, in that little drop of sweat almost.
Yes.
Does beautiful Brian De Palma direction. Terrific movie. And we've got all five of the Mission Impossible movies in one set that we're giving away this morning. Jeff Tuckman is here. Jeff, welcome back.
Great to be here.
And we are here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We threw out a trivia question before the break for the first Mission Impossible set to give away. And what was it, Jeff?
Tom Cruise stars as Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible films. Tell us who originally was offered the role but turned it down.
Okay. All right, Mike, what do you got for an answer?
Good morning, Nick.
Morning.
George Clooney.
George Clooney is correct.
That's right, George Clooney. George, I can't imagine George Clooney playing the role. Well, now you can't imagine anybody but Tom Cruise.
Right.
Playing it. So, all right, Mike, congratulations. You got yourself all five of the Mission Impossible movies. Hang on, okay?
Great, thanks.
Right,
love your show.
Thank you, buddy. Hold on. There you go. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Any questions that you have about DVDs, Blu-rays, can't think of the title of a movie, but you can describe it to us or tell us who's in it. We're good at helping out on that. 312-981-7200. Yeah, the Mission Impossible movies, you know, he keeps going back to them. Because they make all of them have made, you know, a good amount of money. And his latest movie is a bomb, though. The Mummy, it's not doing well at all. And, you know, the last couple of movies Tom Cruise has made have not been very successful. The last Jack Reacher movie didn't make any money. You know, his star has fallen a little bit. And But he's going back to make another Mission Impossible movie, and those are usually the ones that make the money.
Well, he has two movies. I think they're both going to be successful when they come out. Mission Impossible 6, obviously, and Top Gun Maverick, I think, is an automatic hit.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that's not coming out for a couple of years, but he's got a movie coming out this fall called American Made, which is based on a true story where he plays a guy who flies illegally flies drugs in to the country. And so, hopefully that'll do well, because I like Tom Cruise, although The Mummy was a terrible movie, I got to say. It was terrible.
So. Well, you know, there really was no reason to remake it.
Well, it's the whole thing that they're trying to do. You know about this. Universal is trying to relaunch the movie Monsters. They're calling it the Universal Dark the Universal Dark Universe or something like that, where they're taking all the classic movie monsters, you know, the Mummy and Frankenstein, Dracula, the Wolfman, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and all the classic Universal movie monsters, and they're trying to reboot them. And this was the first attempt at rebooting the system. So we'll see how it works out, because the first one wasn't very good. I hope the other ones are better, because I love the Universal movies, the Universal monster movies.
They're the best. But they did remake the Mummy in a very good movie that did very well at the box office. The first Mummy.
Yeah.
This one, I think the trailer is better than the movie. I thought the trailer was pretty good.
Yeah, the trailer was pretty good. You're right, but the movie,
yes,
not so much. All right, before we break for the news, a real quick question. A question for Jeff. What's his average week like? It seems like he's seen nearly every movie and every TV show. He appears to be a nice guy and enjoys life, so how much time does he spend each day watching movies or TVs?
Well, I've been doing it so long that after a while you really can go through it pretty fast. TV shows are a little more difficult. But there are so many classic TV shows that I love. And, you know, we all grew up on a TV and watching WGN and all those great serials and everything. So this movie's always been a passion, and I've been doing it for over 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, I've been on WGN almost 30 years, right? So it's like anything else in life. If you really love it and you really enjoy it, it also helps to have a really nice TV set and a good sound system.
Right.
Which really helps.
Yeah.
Because it makes you enjoy it. You can even take a movie that you've seen 10 times, 12 times, whatever. You see it really a great TV and great new audio. And like this new 4K, I'm telling you something. It's not happening yet, although they've sold about 300,000 machines. So, you know, this year they're projecting just over 8 million discs to be sold. That quality and resolution, I think people will get into that so much more, and you really enjoy the movie so much more. So that's really what I do.
Yeah, there he loves it. All right, Jeff, hang on. We got a break for the news here. 312-981-7200, talk or text. Any questions for Jeff? Blu-ray, DVD. Can't think of the title of a movie, but can describe it to us and maybe who's in it. We'll help you. 312-981-7200.
Morning, Mr. Hammond. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, involves recovery of a stolen item designated Chimera. You may select any two team members, but it is essential that the third team member be Naya Nordorf Hall. She is a civilian and a highly capable professional thief. You have 48 hours to recruit Miss Nordorf Hall and meet me in Seville to receive your assignment. As always, should you or any member of your IM force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow all knowledge of your actions. And, Mr. Hunt, the next time you go on holiday, please be good enough to let us know where you're going.
This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
If I let you know where I'm going, I won't be on holiday.
Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. That's from Mission Impossible 2, directed by John Woo. See, his last name rhymes with the title. Mission Impossible 2, directed by John Woo. And that's where he's hanging off of a damn cliff, rock climbing. And he does all that stuff himself, Tom Cruise. In the Ghost Protocol movie, he's climbing around outside on the tallest building in the world. And it's him. I mean, the insurance on this, he's hanging off the side of a plane on the last one. It's him.
The studio has talked to him, Nick, about this for so many years.
It's like, dude, do you realize that you're Tom Cruise, that you're like a billionaire movie star and like you're hanging off the side of a plane and we have guys who do that for a living? Like who can just, you know, who are stuntmen? No, I want to hang off the side of the tallest building in the world. But that's one of the reasons why the movies are so much fun is because, wow, that's really him. You're looking at it. You're like, yeah, that's not a stunt, man. That's Tom Cruise hanging off of a building that's 9,000 feet tall. So, but yeah, that was the second Mission Impossible movie. And the reason why we played that clip is because we have a special bonus gift for you guys this morning. Oh, well, we got some breaking news. Hold on a second. We got to go to the newsroom. Vic, go ahead.
And Nick, the Associated Press has issued an alert saying that the Russian military is claiming that it has killed the leader of ISIS. It says that the death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi happened in a Russian airstrike back in late May. They're just now reporting this. Apparently, we'll continue to bring you updates.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Vic. See, Vic is on top of it, man. Anything that happens in the world at any time, you tune it right here to WGN, and we'll tell you all about it. And Vic's working hard in the newsroom to keep you updated. Okay, so let's get back to we have five Mission Impossible movies, all five of them in one great package to give away. And all you have to do is answer a question. Why don't we throw another question out there, Jeff?
This is one that you may have to look up, but I knew that so many of our listeners do all the time anyway.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because Tom Cruise has been nominated, Nick, 79 times and has won 47 various awards from different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although Cruise has never won an Academy Award. Good. He's been nominated, but
yeah.
He's never won.
He's nominated, I believe he was nominated twice.
Three times.
He was nominated for Rain Man, for Oscars, right?
Yeah.
He was nominated for...
It wasn't Rain
Man. No, it wasn't Rain Man. It was Born on the 4th of July,
right.
Magnolia,
yes.
And Jerry Maguire.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Although he was great in Rain Man.
He was great. It's astonishing that he didn't get nominated, seriously, because he's great in Rain Man.
He really is, but...
Quite honestly, it's my favorite performance in the movie. Don't say anything to Dustin Hoffman, but I think Tom Cruise is the best part of that movie.
But all the publicity was...
Oh, well, no. Yeah, of course.
Hoffman.
All right, so what's the question is?
Okay, so anyway, he's never won an Academy Award, but he has been nominated 7 times for a Golden Globe and has won 3 times, okay?
Okay.
Give us the names of the 7 films that he was nominated for. They're all very popular, along with the 3 he won.
Okay. So this is for the Golden Globes.
Golden Globes.
So he's been nominated. Tom Cruise has been nominated 7 times for the Golden Globes. He's won 3. Name the 7 movies he's been nominated for, and among those 7 are 3 that he's won.
Yes.
So what are the 3 that he won for, and then the other 4 that he was nominated for? He was nominated 7 times for Golden Globe. Name all 7 movies and the 3 that he won for. And you can call us on a regular line. We got a few lines open. It's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Again, nominated 7 times for Golden Globes. He's won 3 times. Name the 7 movies that he was nominated for and the 3 that he won. Okay? All right. So, Jeff, we have a text that just came in wondering if the movie Nightwing is available on DVD. Looking for the movie Nightwing.
Yes, it is. In fact, actor I like a lot, Nick Mancuso, stars in that film, along with a bunch of other people.
Catherine Harold.
Yes.
Catherine Harold, David Warner.
David Warner. I've always loved David Warner.
Yep.
Readily available if you're local video store. Those are hard to find local video stores.
Right.
But the bigger ones have a wider selection.
And I'm looking it up online right now, and it is available on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon if you don't want to go out to the store. It is available on Amazon, and Nightwing from 1979 is available on DVD. If you have any other questions, text them or call them. 312-981-7200. Can't think of the title of a movie, and it's making you crazy. 312-981-7200. I remember Nightwing was the summer of 79.
Yes.
It was the same summer. It was a good summer for horror movies because it was the same summer as Phantasm.
Great.
Frank Langella's Dracula, that came out in the summer of 79.
That's right.
Dawn of the Dead came out in the summer of 79. You had Nightwing for 79. You had, terrible movie, Prophecy. That was from the summer of 1979,
that was pretty
too.
Bad, yes.
And The Brood came out in 1979. Oh, yes. That was a good That was a good year for horror. That's a good year. It's a good solid year for horror movies. But I haven't seen Nightwing in years. I remember I liked it, you know, when I was 15, but I haven't seen it in a long time. It's interesting. I'm glad that person brought that up because I haven't seen it in a long time, and now I'm kind of curious to check it out again. So, look at this. We already got an answer, Jeff.
Well, there are a lot of Tom Cruise fans.
There are a lot of Tom Cruise fans out there. None of them went to see The Mummy, but they're out there. Okay, so the question was, he was nominated 7 times for a Golden Globe. He won 3. Right?
Yes.
Okay, you got to name the 7 movies he's nominated for and then the 3 that he won. And here is Terry on WGN. Hey, Terry.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good.
Yeah, are give you us ready? Your answer. Yeah, yes, Terry.
Okay, the ones that he won for are Magnolia, Jerry Maguire, Born on the 4th of July.
That's right.
The ones that he was nominated for was Tropic Thunder, The Last Samurai, A Few Good Men, and Risky Business.
You got it.
Absolutely right. All right, Terry, you got all 5 of the Mission Impossible movies in one great package. All right, man?
Fantastic. I appreciate it. All right. Love your show.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Hold on a second.
Okay.
And I will say this. He should have won the Academy Award for Magnolia. I was so mad when he didn't win the Academy Award. Michael Caine won for Cider House Rules. I was so mad. I was so angry. I was just like, what? The best performance of Tom Cruise's career.
Well, he was great in Magnolia. I mean, Michael Caine was good in that.
He's Michael Caine, and he was like 70 when he made that movie. So they were like, hey, let's give it to Michael Caine.
I think it was political.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, Magnolia. I mean, Tom Cruise has made some great movies. There's no question about it.
No, he's made a lot of great movies, and he's been great in a lot of great movies. Yeah. You know, the thing about, everybody talks about Robert Downey Jr. got the Oscar nomination for Tropic Thunder. Okay, we all know that. And Robert Downey Jr. is great in Tropic Thunder. He's great. But the funniest performance in Tropic Thunder is Tom Cruise.
Oh, without a doubt.
The funniest performance in the entire movie. And it was nice to see that he was recognized by the Golden Globes for that, for a nomination.
Right. And obviously, you know, when people talk about Cruise early in his career, who doesn't talk about Risky Business?
Oh, it's the breakout movie of his career.
Yeah.
It's my second favorite movie of all time, after Magnolia, which is my favorite movie of all time.
But he was great in A Few Good Men.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Born on the 4th of July, Jerry Maguire. I mean, you get that. And the one I thought that people would be surprised about was The Last Samurai, because he went out promoting that film big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it did not do well at the box office.
No, it didn't.
It was poor timing and everything else.
Yeah, it was a good movie, though. All right, let's see. Here we got David on the line. Hey, David.
Yes, the movie I was thinking of had these giant brains that would hop around on the brainstem, and then they would wrap the brainstem around the neck of scientists. And scientists would wear these brains like giant hats. And I just remember the scientists would, some other scientists would be looking at the hat while they're talking to him. I can't remember the name of that movie.
So it's like an alien, that brain that hops on scientists' head, wraps their spinal cord, and then they wear a brain on their head.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be controlling their thoughts.
Okay.
And they're supposed to be invisible.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty specific, David. So I don't know what the answer is, but maybe somebody listening does. Keep your radio on, okay, David?
I sure will.
Okay, thanks. There you go. There's David. Brains with brain stems hopping on people's heads, scientists' heads, and then they have the brain on their head with the spinal thing.
With the thing.
And they're all controlled by the thing. All right. That sounds like any number of movies Channel 32 would show on a Saturday afternoon. So it could be anything. So, all right, listen. Now, you know, the first one that I thought of was, and it's not the right answer, but, you know, the big brain thing, really, in my opinion, a very underrated Tim Burton movie, Mars Attacks. The aliens in Mars Attacks. The aliens in Mars Attacks are hilarious.
Oh, it's great.
They make their stupid sounds. And it also, Mars Attacks also has one of the greatest scenes telling someone to shut up ever in the history of movies. And I know that there's you know, a great one in Magnolia. There's a great one in Punch Drunk Love, because Paul Thomas Anderson has a way of having actors say shut up beautifully. But this is Jack Nicholson telling Rod Steiger. Dan, can you find the audio of that? It's just, if you just, Jack Nicholson telling Rod Steiger to shut up in Mars Attacks. It's one of my favorite. The first time I saw it, I was laughing for 15 minutes just at the Nicholson. Because it's Rod Steiger. You know Rod Steiger.
Sure.
Big blowhard actor. Comes in, he's playing like a general, and Jack Nicholson is the president, and they're trying to deal with this crazy Mars invasion. And Rod Steiger comes in, starts throwing his weight around, and this is Nicholson here.
Hell. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
There you go. That's my favorite. Shut up! He just screams it. So, anyway. All right. Jeff, let's throw out our last trivia question. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and you'll give us a preview on stuff that's coming out.
Okay. In Rogue Nation, how does Ethan Hunt receive his new mission assignments?
Very cool. Now, this is in the last movie.
Yes.
The fifth one, Rogue Nation, which is a good, good film. It's different, though. That's why you asked this.
That's right.
In Rogue Nation, in the movie Rogue Nation, just specifically Rogue Nation, how does Ethan Hunt receive his new mission assignments? It's a great question, Jeff. Good job, buddy. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Jeff, you'll give us a little rundown on what's coming up, and we'll get our last winner of the five Mission Impossible movies. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and we shall return right after this. Yeah. Yes, sir. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? Here till 5 a.m. All the regular Friday features are coming up. Fly Jams Friday, You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, and more. Plus, we're going to talk about celebrities who have been friends since they were kids. And some of these are kind of surprising, but I got a whole list here of a bunch of people and how they met and all that cool stuff. They've been celebrities since they were kids. So there you go. We threw out our final trivia question for the morning. Jeff Tuckman is here. And tell everybody what the question was.
In Rogue Nation, how does Ethan Hunt receive his new mission assignments?
All right. All right, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, buddy. What's the answer?
The answer is a long playing record, vinyl LP.
You remember vinyl?
That was one of the things about Rogue Nation that I thought was pretty cool. And he was in an old school listening booth.
How about that?
Those things don't even exist anymore.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right, Mike, congratulations. Buddy, you got all five of the Mission Impossible movies.
Well, thank you very much. My wife will be very happy because she's a big Tom Cruise fan.
Very cool. Okay, hang on, Mike, all right?
All right.
All right, buddy, there you go. Mike's one of our regular listeners. Cool guy. He got himself the Mission Impossible. We have a possible answer on the brain thing. We'll answer that, and then, Jeff, you'll tell us what's coming up.
Yeah.
Here's Jackie on WGN. Jackie?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
I think it's The Tingler with Vincent Price.
Yeah, it's, you know what? I don't think it is, and I can understand why you say that, because in The Tingler, it does wrap around your spinal column, and it gets in there. But I don't think they wore, if I remember correctly, I don't think they wore giant brains on their heads in that movie.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. But no. Hey, no, a legit guess. And also, you know, the one thing I love about The Tingler was that, you know, it was a William Castle movie.
Yes, it was.
And and because it was supposed to, the creature was supposed to be in your spine, they wired theaters, seats.
Oh, yes.
With electric jolts so that certain people in the theater would get a jolt in their spine.
And jump up and scream.
Exactly right. Okay, Jackie, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye. William Castle, man. All right, here's Mark. Hey, Mark.
Greetings from Cleveland. Oh. I think I know the Brain movie, and I also have a question.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, the Brain movie, I think, is a B-movie from the 50s called The Brain from Planet Eros, A-R-O-U-S.
All right.
And my question is, there's an old Gregory Peck, Sophia Loren movie called Arabesque. Is that on DVD or Blu-ray?
Yeah, we get that question a lot, Mark, and it is not.
Okay.
Yeah, we get that question pretty consistently, and unfortunately it's not available. Mark, thanks, and you're right, The Brain from Planet Eros, you're absolutely right. I'm looking at the stills from it, and that's exactly the movie. So so thanks for helping out our listener, Mark.
No problem. Okay. Have a great show.
You too. All right, Jeff, what's coming out that people can look forward to?
Well, this week we have John Wick Chapter 2.
Better than Citizen Kane.
Says who?
Says me. I love John Wick. I love both John Wick movies.
So do I, actually.
Oh, they're great.
They really are. I mean, think about how many years he's been around.
He's the Keanu.
the king.
Yeah. I mean, all the things he's done.
Yeah.
This one that I picked because you, I know how you like Japanese animation. And the original Transformers Japanese collection.
Oh, boy.
Is available for the first time in America, actually.
Wow.
This week.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's a really good box
set. As long as Michael Bay's name's not on it, it'll be okay.
No, it's not.
Okay,
it's 13 discs. And the Lego Batman movie, I think.
Which was a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. I think people will want it. You can go a couple series. The Rockford Files. I always like the Rockford Files. The complete series is available.
That's a great show.
It really is.
Yeah.
Grimm, the complete series is available. The Vampire Diaries is available. Just want to mention a few titles coming out in June. The Power Rangers, big following. I know it didn't do real well, but TV, they tried to remake Dirty Dancing. I don't know why they did that.
Oh, God.
And it was terrible. Some people will want to see it. I don't know why, but they'd want to. But in July, there are some pretty good. On the 11th, The Fate of the Furious, I think it will be
that'll be huge.
That's going to be huge.
Yep.
A movie I liked a lot, believe it or not, is the Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, it was great.
I thought that was really
King Kong, man. Yeah, please. Yeah. It was awesome.
But the way it was done.
Yeah, it was great.
I just thought it really was done.
Yeah.
But later in the month, The Boss Baby, I think is very funny.
Yeah.
A Ghost in the Shell. The Last Season of Girls is available. And then in August, you got Going in Style. Big Little Lies, which was a
great show on HBO, miniseries on HBO,
That's coming out.
Yeah.
Also, the dinner in August, Blind Spot. But there was, and here's, I pulled this one for you, Nick.
Yeah.
August 22nd, Ash versus Evil Dead.
Yes.
Well,
with my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo.
There you go.
Is in that. And it's Esmeralda's best friend and my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo.
And I want to mention one last thing.
Yeah.
Next week, for the first time for the public, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
The entire series?
Well, you can get the entire series, or which is a lot. I mean, it's a huge, it's 38-disc set.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous. It's 140 episodes, but there's also a 40-episode, 12-disc available. And they will be coming out, because I just got a copy of myself, season one. It's a 4-disc with 14 episodes. And that's, when I wrote the company, this Time Life, I said, really, the box set is great and it has all this great memorabilia, but that's not what the public wants. Public wants season that we can afford.
Right.
So season one will be coming out by itself.
There you go. All right. If people need to get a hold of you with a question.
YourMediaMan@AT&T.net.
YourMediaMan@AT&T.net. Thanks a lot, Jeff, and we'll see you in July.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, we'll take a break and we'll come back. The news is next.